Well, speaking of this month, a new food show comes to Chicago television. It's called Dish-alicious, and it'll air tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. on WTTW Channel 11. The show has a familiar format, watching chefs cook their favorite recipes. But what makes Dish-alicious different and great is that it takes one genre of cuisine, say Italian, Mexican, Korean, and pairs together some of the best chefs in Chicago to work collaboratively on one meal. For instance, the first episode is just called Italian, and it features Chef Tony Montuano from Spiaggia doing the main course, Chef Giuseppe Tenturi from GT Fish doing the appetizer, and pastry chef Leah Omolinski from Nico Osteria doing the dessert, which is amazing. It's all brought together by host and award-winning chef Sarah Gruenberg. Gruenberg is chef owner at Monteverde in the West Loop and a recent James Beard Award winner. The show Dish-alicious is produced by David Manilow, the man who brought us Check Please, Early Reviews, Say It's a Hit, and Sarah Gruenberg makes her triumphant return to the Download. Chef Gruenberg, thanks for being here.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me.
tremendous congratulations. I mean, it is. The Tribune piece Steve Johnson did today was great. People are excited about this
really
concept.
Exciting.
What does it mean for you to be back on TV? I didn't even mention in the lead that you are a Top Chef celebrity star, but this is a return to television. How's it feel to be back in front of the camera?
It's so fun. It's really a blast. I never knew that I had a career in TV, but I really like it. So it's different than competing and, you know, fighting to win and turning into that like warrior chef person. It's a blast. I really, really enjoy it.
Well, you get a chance to work with a lot of your respected colleagues, people you've worked with for years, but how much of hosting a show have you been able to pull from your experiences from Top Chef, both times, you know, the season you were there, but also going back and doing the gauntlet? Like, how much do you say, oh, I now know how a TV show is produced?
I still don't think I know how a TV show is produced. It's one of those things that, it all comes together. And David Manilow is great. He is, like, very, like, I don't want it to feel like anything. Like, I don't want you to rehearse. There's no, you know, plans. You just get over there and cook. And I'm like, we're chefs. We have to plan. Like,
right.
We need, like, some structure here. So that's what's really fun about it is that we're all just hanging out. It's like a dinner party. And you're all invited kind of idea. So
now this show's in front of a live audience,
yes.
Which is the fun part about it. It really does mimic in a way the cooking shows that you might see in Food Network or other places, that traditional format. But it does vary in the way that each chef is in charge of one part of the meal. And we're talking about extremely talented and respected chefs.
Yes. The lineup is incredible. Italian that airs tomorrow is Tony Montuano and Giuseppe and Lee. And they're all great chefs. And, you know, it's fun because I still get to learn from them. Like, the way that they all cook is so different, even though it's one style of cuisine. And that's what I think I love about cooking is that it's so personal. And to have each chef on talk about their story and then I get to add my color and my story to it is, I think, kind of magical.
For you as the host, a lot of times when you're the host, you're moving the show along. You have a different role than being the person who has to show us how to mix this recipe or make whatever's in. But is that hard for you as a chef to not be like, get out of the way, I'll show you how to do these cutlets?
Not so much that, but to not want to get my hands in there is hard. Being a chef, we're hands-on. We want to get in there and cook. And I learned a lot. I mean, even doing the Mexican episode, Chef Diana made these enchiladas I've never seen before ever, and I wanted to try to make them. So it's being a host is fun because I get to take a step as kind of like the student and the person that, you know, keeps it going.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely try to learn a little bit during each episode, but it's fun to keep it going. I really have to find I have to keep the energy up and really be the glue between all of these chefs.
Is there similarities to being in the kitchen? I mean, I think about it because you are a celebrity chef. You know, obviously have to plan and put everything together at Monteverde, but are there similarities to being in front of a camera, in front of a live audience and working in that environment and working in a kitchen?
I guess, you know, I've never thought about it like that, but when you have an open kitchen like at Monteverde, I guess we are cooking in front of people as an audience.
Come on.
However,
you never think about that?
No,
everyone's like just accidentally looking back around their shoulder, like, oh, what's over there? And they're looking at
no,
you.
No, because chefs go through these blinders. Like, we like put these glasses on when you're in the restaurant and you're in chef mode and you better watch out because we're like we're like in, you know, the guy that, you know, in the orchestra, the maestro that's over there, like, you know, directing everybody. So the audience really plays an integral role because it brings the energy. And all the chefs, it makes it more fun because then we're also entertaining. And it allows chefs to show that side versus that cutthroat, I can make a better souffle than you or whatever, like, which really at the end of the day isn't important.
That's a really interesting point I hadn't thought about, is that with the competitive food shows, and they are extremely popular, and whether it be Top Chef or any of the shows that are on Food Network, you get this concept that that is what cooking is about. This race for kids, too.
Right. How many kids compete? Like, these poor children out there. I can't even imagine.
That's not really what being a chef is about, right? No. I mean, there's a lot of collaboration. There's a lot of chemistry and teamwork, and it's not necessarily about competition.
I would agree. And, you know, so much of that's what makes those competition shows hard, like Top Chef. When you go on your own, you don't have that team behind you to help you do many things. So you can be the best chef in your restaurant, but necessarily not be the best chef on a show like that.
That's a great point. They should do a new show where, I mean, they probably already have these shows. I'm not the one who's coming up with new ideas, but yeah, where you bring your team too.
I mean, that would be amazing. Yeah. That would be great.
I don't want to put new ideas.
Like Iron Chef would brought like two of their sous chefs, which was really great. But I think what Iron Chef did, which is fun, but it's like making five dishes out of the same ingredient. So, you know, there's always some twist or you know, kind of thing. Us were just like, let's cook Italian tonight. Come on over. Let's have some fun.
The show is Dish-alicious. It's on WTTW Channel 11. Starts tomorrow night at 8:30, right after Check Please, on Channel 11. All right. Chef Sarah Gruenberg, who is also the award-winning chef at Monteverde, which is what, coming up almost on 3 years?
Yes.
It's amazing. We'll talk about that. But
insane.
Chef Gruenberg is the host of Dish-alicious, of course, former Top Chef contestant and award-winning chef, James Beard award-winning chef. We'll talk more about the new show and her career coming up here, so stay with us. Chef Sarah Gruenberg in studio. She is the new host of Dish-alicious, which is the cooking show that takes esteemed, respected chefs here in the Chicago area and puts them on stage in front of a live audience to cook one dinner together. It's great. It comes out tomorrow night, right after Check Please on Channel 11. Of course, Chef Gruenberg at Monteverde, a James Beard Award-winning chef. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you excited to make the rounds, James Beard come back here in the next month as being the champion?
Well, it's a lot less stress now. It's a lot less. I mean, it was amazing. I think what's fun and what's really surprising now is that I have a lot of friends that are nominated that I'm really excited about on a local level and a national level. So yeah, it's exciting, and I'm excited to go party and have some fun.
You've had such a dual career in the way that you have had the success, the celebrity success of Top Chef, and you're one of the more recognizable celebrities from that show from your time, both in your season, but also coming back for the celebrity.
Thank you.
But also you have the respect of winning the James Beard Award and having the respect of working at Spiaggia and being someone who is known well in the industry. Those things aren't always part and parcel. How do you see your career and what you're known for at this stage in 2018?
Well, I think the best thing is that it's all building blocks, right? So to get to the stage, I had to take a journey, and I think there's still a journey after this, of course. But it's really cool that I'm able to own a business and have a responsibility to the team members that work there. Like, that is the big difference from going from executive chef of a restaurant to it being your own baby. And I love that. You know, I wouldn't say cooking was always, I always loved doing it, but it wasn't always easy. Being a line cook and getting in there and doing it is very challenging. And I'm so glad I didn't, but I almost went to go be a flight attendant. I don't know why. I like to travel. I was like, oh, I'll go do that. And I didn't, but I always tell myself I couldn't see myself doing anything else. Like, if I close my eyes today, I have to cook. And the year that I had off in between Spiaggia and opening Monteverde, it was a hard year. You know, cooking is something for chefs. It's a way of us to share with people our emotions. And it's something, a gift, I think, that we share with people. And it's one of the few art forms that you actually like partake in and have a emotional, you know, kind of experience for. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's a challenging field in the way that all the jobs that you just mentioned, whether it be line cook or working in the restaurant, being even executive chef, and the hours are grueling, the stress is high. As you mentioned, having a packed restaurant, is there's a lot of energy, but there's a lot that you have to do.
It's very delicate. It's very a delicate balance.
There's, I mean, the hours, especially as an owner, I can only assume are all 24/7. How do you do this job, Monteverdi, and then also host a talk show or a cooking show that's going to air on Friday nights?
I don't know. Well, I think because it's fun and it's a great way for me to get out of the restaurant and have some, excitement again in another way. I think as chefs, we're always trying to push ourselves to be better. I don't know how I had time, except I can say that we filmed in January, and that's a great time to film in Chicago because it's snowing and the restaurants aren't as busy. But I really have to say to my partners and my team at the restaurant, you know, we have three amazing sous chefs that work there, and they work really hard and make the food great. And that's really how, like, if I didn't have a team that could support me, then I probably wouldn't be able to do this.
You've had a tremendous career in being able to have people that you work for that have been open to new opportunities. You know, working for Chef Montuano and getting an opportunity to spread your wings and do your own thing. You have always talked about, in the other interview as well that we did, you talked about just, you know, the process that to get to where you're at. Going into television and doing this talk show, or it's not talk show, cooking show, yes, demo kind of cooking show, do you have to approach it the same way? Do you think, I mean, are you leaning on other people to be like, how can I be a better host? How do I really start to develop my personality when it comes to being a host on television?
You know, I think that there's a good team at WTW, a great culinary producer that took care of all of the recipes for the chefs, because that was really important to me, that the chefs feel set up. When they get there, they're not struggling to figure out where all their stuff is.
Right.
So at Monteverde, we actually have a team of three cooks that came every episode and manage the kitchen for the guest chefs. So I think, you know, kind of still had my hands in it a little bit. That helped me be, I think, a great host, because then I learned the recipes.
Yeah.
I was invested in the recipes because I was helping our team at the restaurant. You know, some of the recipes, we've never heard of the ingredients. And so it was a fun experience in the beginning, you know, before we went on to film. And I guess that's what I think helped me the most to be a host, was that I was familiar with the recipes in some way. I enjoyed them and I love the chefs, and I was really good friends with the chefs. And so I guess to be a host, I just went on there and did me. As bad as that sounds, I don't know if that sounds good or bad, but I just really did. I went on and was like, you know, it's either going to be great or it's not. And that's what David said. He was like, you know, we're filming three of these things, and just go up there and have energy and be fun. And that's
well, David Manilow, who is the man behind Check Please, and he has never hired a chef. I mean, he's had people in the food industry and maybe media personalities or people who, but he has never had a chef be his host. But there's something great about it, and this format, this cooking demo format, where, you know, people are doing the live cooking in front of an audience. It's not new to people. People are familiar to.
Yes.
But there's a high end part of it, which we see on and some of the shows that are award winning and shows that you're like, wow, that's amazing what these chefs have done. And then there's a low end to it, that format where you see the local news being like, we've got Chef Sarah Gruenberg here. She's gonna make some Brussels sprouts. You know, and you're like, so there's a lot of ways that can go. But there's something really great about what is done here with this show, because of the respect and the talent of both what you do, but also the people that are featured.
Yes, and that all of us kind of end up cooking together at some point during the show. You know, we're not like just there chained to our stations, like, you stay over there. Like, it's a really collaborative thing. It's fun. It's about kind of what would happen if you threw three chefs in a kitchen environment. I did for James Beard Foundation, I went to their chef boot camp, which was a 2-day seminar. And we were on a farm and we participated in all kinds of things farm. And the last night, all of us, all the chefs, and it's like 20 chefs, okay? And we all made a meal.
Wow.
And we were divided up into groups. So we all were responsible for a course. And that was fun. That was like, it was like kids in a candy store. And that's what this is chefs getting together and cooking together, but not necessarily for them. Like, I think that's what's really fun about the show is that the chefs are cooking to share their story. And a lot of the recipes are dishes that are important to them, not necessarily their restaurant.
For you, you Spiaggia and, of course, Monteverde, you have really doubled down on Italian. That's something that you have brought in, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, as you just mentioned, I mean, there's an episode that's Mexican. There's an episode that's Korean.
Yes.
When you're in those situations and you're seeing other respected chefs cook different genres of food, does it inspire you?
Absolutely. And Top Chef inspired me. That's why I think in my finale, I started to have a lot of Asian influence in my meal because you don't have recipes. You cook based, inspired by what people are cooking next to you. And that's the same thing for the Korean and Mexican episodes. It was fun to learn. I think Mexican food, I'm from Texas. So Tex-Mex, I don't hate on it because I love it so much. But Rick Bayless is like, no Tex-Mex. So it was cool to see a lot of the stories of the real authentic Mexican cuisine. And then Korean food, I mean, to have Bill Kim and Beverly Kim and David Park there and talk about their families and how the history of the family. And one thing I learned the most out of the Korean episode was how in the Korean cooking, they talk about the hand, how the hand is important. And I was like, oh, that seems weird. Like, what is that? And what they mean is that the kimchi changes by who makes it because of the hand of the person. And that for me was an aha moment because it's very true. Recipes are changed by the hand that makes them. It's just simply a guideline, but that's what really makes cooking interesting.
Yeah. All right. So what's next? I mean, question. What's next? I mean, you tape these, they're going to be out, but is the goal to continue to queue up more episodes? Is the goal to get out of TV altogether and start your eventual dynasty and empire here in Chicago restaurants?
Empire.
What's next?
Well, you know, the goal is to definitely do more Dishalicious's. Oh, that was a good one. Dishalicious's. Because it's fun and it's great for the city. And I think we could take it many ways of just neighborhoods in the city or, you know, cooking styles or a specific dish like pizza or something like that. And then for Monteverde, I don't know. We're starting to talk about something new, but I don't know. It's in the baby stages.
All right. Well, you got to promise to come back when it gets a toddler phase. Young teen. Tween. Sarah Gruenberg, the chef at Monteverde and also the host of Dishalicious, which will air tomorrow night after Check Please, 8:30 on WTTW Channel 11. It's the Italian episode, which features Chef Tony Montuano, Chef Giuseppe Tenturi, and pastry chef Leah Omolinski. Thank you so much for coming on the show, talking about it. Great to see you, and good luck with the show.
So fun. Thanks.